بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. The Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has been sent as a mercy, purely as a mercy. The Hadith says that as long as someone is taking the name of Allah, then this world will continue. So the end of the name of Allah Ta'ala is the end of the world. And the continuity of His name is the continuity of this world. But who is going to instruct and teach us as to how the name of Allah Ta'ala be taken? Because if it's left to us, then we may take the name of Allah Ta'ala, but incorrectly. Person performing namaz at Zawal, is this zikr? What will you say? Is he doing something permissible or impermissible? Impermissible. So will this amount to zikr? It's not a valid zikr. In his mind it's a zikr, but it's not a valid zikr. So the one that will guide us and will teach us zikr is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That at the different occasion, how do you go about remembering Allah Ta'ala? At Muzdalifa, you will combine both the namaz, Maghrib and the Isha. Now if someone thinks to himself that, you know, my entire life I haven't missed out a single namaz, I'm Sahib al-Tartib, never missed out a single namaz. So, alright, I'm leaving from Arafat to Muzdalifa. Arafat, it's already sunset, let me read my Maghrib namaz, and I will read my Isha namaz there at Muzdalifa. You will say, this is not right. This is not zikr. Someone is overcharged, and in that overcharge of his, then he wants to offer Allah Ta'ala something more than usual. So he says, at Asr, we normally read just 4 rakats. In place of 4 rakats, I will read 6 rakats. So what will you say? You're not on, off. Won't you say that? Why? Because it is not in accordance to the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You conforming with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it will be zikr. And if it's not in conformity with his way, then it is your own thing, it is not zikr. So in every step to this path here, you will need Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, he just got married, right? So the father-in-law is Amr ibn al-As, and he's a person that is very caring. And because he's very caring, so he wanted to know now that the daughter-in-law is happy or not. You got someone's girl, someone's daughter into the house, then she must be comfortable, she must be at ease as well. Normally our trend is that when we want that girl, then we become so sweet and so nice. Eh? And when she's in the home then, now, as though we caught the rat where we wanted, you know. So before we could catch the rat, so we put the cheese, nice air-conditioned home, everything. We got everything in place. But once we got her in then we're going to smash her to bits, right? So this is our style, unfortunately. And therefore you find many a girl is being reluctant to accept a marriage proposal. Someone is treating well, someone doesn't know how to treat. Someone with the marriage, she's got about 10 bosses over her. She can't make a move. So when we start off all these things here, then they come with a price, they come with a repercussion. But you do it smoothly, it goes well for you. If everybody behaves right, Qari Amir Hassan Sahab from Hardoi, he used to say that in generosity, there's nobody next to the Muslim. Muslim is next to none, right? He's second to none. But now, Muslims are not giving out loans to their own brethren at the time of need. Why? Because they see that the debtors are not, they're not honoring the debts. When they're not honoring the debts now, then they will hold back the money. But if these people were honoring the debts, that you give it in time, you know, then they would have given that money. But no. I got the money from you, so paying you back is not a wise thing. The intelligent thing is now, I must make money with your money. And then the money that I make from your money, that I must pay you back with. Yours, I must let it generate, and I must make money with it. And what I make with it, I must give you. So, we have these type of ideas. Now that person is feeding, but it's my money. And he's making money out of my money. Is that the fair thing, right thing? He promised me that he'll pay me within this period. And he's stretching me now. So how does that person feel? So now, because our ways went off, so that person now is doing it the haram way. Going to the bank, financier, etc., shark, bank sharks and all, or money sharks. He goes there and he gets the money. So many a time, the rot is within. And because the rot is within, therefore that person goes to an alternate haram avenue to get his thing done. But had we only did it right way, then he wouldn't have gone the wrong way. So, Nabi Sam's coming was for what? To bring about mercy. And the road to mercy is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Because the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala marks continuity in this world. So as long as you follow him, then you're on course. You're out, then you're out. Then we get the third class. They will restrict deen just to some rituals and obligations. Right? So everything else besides a ritual and obligation, they will think to themselves that we can do it however we want. A marriage, however we want. We're going to splash money on waste and extravagant, whichever style you want it. So, in the marriage now, we want it to be a certain style. So that style, it will cost us money, we'll do it. If the deco, without exaggeration, I'm talking of our people, if the deco is going to cost you $500,000, then spend that money. Just the deco. And the deco, in my understanding, is not more than about 5 hours. So just for that 5 hours, just for seeing 5 hours, and you got a deco going on for $500,000. Okay, Amila. Isn't that a waste? So the marriage is marking half your faith. فَقَدْ اِسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الْإِيمَانِ He's completed half his faith. But when he's done it in the wrong way, now what happened? When Allah Pak is saying, but I don't like you. Imagine you got married, right? And you tell the wife, but I don't like you. I don't like you. I hate you. What she feels, at that moment, what she feels? Hey, meri puri puri zindagi tabah ho gayi. My whole life is gone now, destroyed. I'm in the shambles. Or if she tells you, but I don't like you. I've just got into this marriage, but I don't like you. How do you feel? Hey, I went the whole way, spent the type of money, went through the whole path, and now eventually this is what I'm getting. How do you feel at that time? So if Allah Ta'ala were to tell you, after you did everything, you spent $500,000, $1 million, and wasted things, and Allah Pak says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ I don't like those who squander, who waste, I don't like them. إِنَّ الْمُوَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ You're not from mine, Allah Pak is saying, you're not from mine, you are the shaitanic brethren. You are the brethren of my enemy. You're not of me. How do you feel? Imagine if Rasulullah Baksam and his whole entourage, all his ummatis are moving, and you there, and they all are going towards Jannat. And Nabi Sam says, but you're not of us. How serious it can be. You know, he says, oh, not of us. If you're not from Allah Ta'ala, then you're not from Nabi Sam, obviously. And Nabi Sam says, no, you're not of us. So, this wastage that goes, in whichever way, be it in a wedding, be it in a proposal, be it in doing up a home, being in, be it just in a facelift, you know. The home is right, just give it a facelift. It's nice, it's comfortable, everything is moving well, but just give it a facelift. Just waste some money. Got some money now, facelift. So, does this amount to israf or not? Wastage or not? Ask yourself, analyze, reason. This thing is suitable, you can work with it, it's comfortable, manageable, there's no problem in it. There's no problem with it. So, why do we replace it? What's the reason to replace it? Everything is working nice, smooth, comfortable. But now, because it's not the in thing, it's a little bit too old now. I've used it for 3, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. It's a little bit hard on the eyes. So let's replace it. By the eyes, is not going on the Quran. Therefore, everything else is becoming hard. The eyes were supposed to be reciting the Quran Sharif. The eyes was supposed to be talim in the house. That was the eyes. Every day we do talim. Fazail amal, fazail sadaqat, little of besties ever. That was the use of the eye. Now the eye is not doing that work. When the eye is not doing that work, then everything else will be an eyesore. But if the eye was doing what it wanted, what it's supposed to be doing, then everything else would have been a pleasure. But it's not doing what it is destined for. So everything is an eyesore. The eye was for that, for the Quran Sharif. For ta'aleem. For looking at your parents with muhabbat and getting had sawab, every sight and had sawab. Obedient and loving, and loving and obedient and looking at your parents with muhabbat, with ihtiram. That was the eyes meant for. But you didn't do all these things here. When you didn't do all these things here, then everything else you got tired of. It was meant to look at the Kaaba Sharif. You're there now, look at the Kaaba Sharif. No, no. We have to go shopping. We have to go to Bin Dawood. Yeah? Abu Dawood Sharif ko chhod diya, or Bin Dawood ko le liya. What you were supposed to take on, that you left out, and what was supposed to be marked off, that you put on. Yeah? So all these things that were likable, encouraged, they no more likable to you. Yeah? See, this is how we are thinking. We are seeing things like this. We are analyzing things like this. So things that were supposed to be encouraged, supposed to be liked, now we don't have a liking for them. The person is, he made a moderate amount of money and he's working for his deen, aspiring. No, man, you're not supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to be looking for better targets. What are you going to do? So that person is working for better targets. And sometimes he's missing out some namaz, or missing out takbir ula, or making qaza. So it's alright, as long as you're reaching the targets. So I ask you, is this zikr? If someone invited you at a wedding, right? And in that wedding, all the leftovers, you know, all they scrape the pot, all the leftovers, so, Hazrat, you come and eat this. You appreciate that. Do you appreciate that? Give you all the leftovers. So, all the prime time we're giving for our stomach, for our wealth, and for us to see that projection. And that kachra time we're giving to Allah Ta'ala. When everything is done, everything done. That prime time give it to Allah Ta'ala. Namaz, prime time. Asr namaz, now prime time with jamaat, the prime time. Not that kachra time. Now the waste time, the time, everything you finish now, then you're giving to Allah Ta'ala. Like I tell you, he invited you, and all the leftover, all the mihman's leftover, some plates, you know, there were one meat here, one kebab here, half a roll here, say, Hazrat, have this. Do you appreciate that? And then you want Allah Ta'ala to appreciate it. It is his fazl by that he doesn't kick us. Really. The way we're treating. One person phoned me. I won't say from where he phoned. But he phoned me, you know, all these goods are redundant now. A little bit, you know, not in the fashion, so they're not selling. And this type of stuff's all redundant. And I can give it for zakat. Would my zakat be valid? So you're treating Allah like that. All the things that are redundant, doesn't fetch a nice price, that I will give in his name. So then he'll treat you like that. The rosy he'll give you is like that. But you give him quality. This is quality. And I want to give my Allah Ta'ala. He's given me an opportunity once in a life, once in a year, to spend in His name to the poor. Then I'll give the quality. What is quality? I'll give that. If it's clothing, then quality. It's food, I'll call it. I'll give the good thing. Now, doesn't Allah Pak appreciate this? But that which is redundant now is getting to waste. And some very poor person now is going to be using it on that end, right? So you gave that out. You will not say as a fatwa that zakat is not valid. But this, what we're looking at is, walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. We're looking at the spirit. Allah Ta'ala is looking at the spirit. So when you're giving, give the nice. Give the right thing. Allah Pak has blessed me with an opportunity. Let me give the right thing. Namaz, let me do it the right way. With the beauty. Right? Any other thing, let me do it with beauty. How will Allah Pak like it? Now you proposed with a girl that it was the dream girl, right? It was the dream girl, and it is now just about there now, you know. Proposal is just getting. Because she had about 100 proposals, so many suitors coming through. It was yours, it was getting accepted. Now you're sending some janas there, like what you're not supposed to be doing, right? How you not send it? You know, shoebox, old shoebox, or carton, say, I would take this. Will you do that? Old checkers was lying somewhere. So instead of letting it getting wasted now, we don't make israf, we put all the gifts inside and give it to her. Will you do that? I ask you, will you do that? You're not going to do that. You know why you're not going to do it. We'll wrap it up, how it's looking this side, how it's looking that side. And what's the presentation like? How she'll think, or how she'll accept it? You value that. Don't you value that relationship? So is there any other relationship greater than the relationship of Allah Ta'ala? How are you supposed to be doing it? How Allah Pak like it? Now after Ramadan is Bakra Eid. The cheapest animal. Hey, Mullah, find a cheap animal, you know. But the holiday I can spend, I can bust 2,000 rands a night. It's alright. For that little bit of entertainment for my children, a toy, I don't mind spending another 10,000 rand. You've got a room full of toys for your children. But Qurbani, hey, Munah, this year, the Qurbani is going very high, you know. Very, very high. How much? 1,500. For that entertainment, all that nonsense you could spend. But for the sake of Allah, Allah wants to see what's the spirit like. What's the heart like. So, you know, give all that extras and waste, then you must expect to receive all this type of thing. That's why I say it's his karam and his fazl that he doesn't kick this thing away. I need this. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِكُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي. That thing that is redundant, the thing that is rejected, don't think of giving such a thing in the name of Allah Ta'ala. It's like calculated. Anything that is getting rejected, wasted now, I'll take the وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ. No, you are aiming at that. One is now, it's an extra, I'm giving it away. I'm giving all my zakat and all that, but I got a use to, I'm giving it away. That's a different thing. But I am intending this, that's wasted and all that, that give in the name of Allah Ta'ala. They say, in the old days in Makkah Mukarramah, there were wells for people to pull out water, you see. But the well didn't have a wall around. So sometime a new person, he slips and he falls in. So there should be a person pulling people out. So as he pulls the people out, then there's a bakshish on for him. 150, because he saved the person's life, bakshish on. But now sometimes it would happen that in the process, he died, the person died already. When he died, he pulled the person, and that person was already dead. So he said, never mind. This is in the name of Allah Ta'ala. See, that mustn't go waste. See his calculation. It mustn't go waste. So that is the name of Allah Ta'ala. I'm doing it. So you treat Allah Ta'ala like that. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. You are aiming to give. You are intentionally giving that which is waste, that which is rejected, that which is deficient, that you're giving to Allah Ta'ala. You must expect this type of things after that. It's your prime time I'm giving to Allah Pak. Many times they send an email, what about having the shop open at Juma? You know? Or have I have my wife there in the shop, a Jummah. Isn't it all right? So I don't give a straightforward answer for that. I say I'm not talking about haram and halal, but Jummah is just one occasion in the entire week to show the symbol, the great symbol of Islam. Other ummahs were deprived of it. We have got it. But this is the relationship. At that time also, we can't show the symbol of Islam. Can't we show that symbol? Hey, this is Jummah now. I need to show it. I need to be happy about it. I need to honor that occasion. This was an occasion Allah gave. We're not talking of halal and haram now, but what's the relationship? What's the level of respect that you will show to it? Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullahi, great Muhaddis, passed away in Medina Munawwara. Many of our South Africans used to relate to him. So he used to say, see, that you people are living in a Muslim minority. Your numbers are very small. So all the symbols of Islam, you need to do it openly. Show it out. Jummah, make it an occasion that the child is waiting for Jummah. You know, like, you spoil the child perhaps with something. So don't do it on a Saturday or a Sunday or on his birthday. But do it on a Jummah. So the child knows, hey, I need to relate to this. I need to identify. This is the thing that I identify with. And on this occasion, I get thrown in. I get blessed on this day. So let me do something additional on a Jummah. So if you're putting new clothes for the child, right? No, we wait for Jummah, we do it on a Jummah. So he's identifying with the Jummah. Or in the week we're having a better dish than normal, some dessert, whatever. Then let it be on a Jummah. So the child knows also, hey, see, it's something we identify with. The symbol of Islam. So when we're living like this, then we need to maintain, preserve our identity. Not get consumed. We are here now. And the idea is to preserve the identity. In every respect, in everything that we can, we preserve it, small or big. And I'm convinced about this, that if you relate to Allah Ta'ala in this manner, then He will relate to you in the same manner. You respect and you show love, then He will honor you as well. Kana Allahu shakiran alima. You think you appreciate, Allah doesn't appreciate what? How can you think like that? How can you ever think of Allah Ta'ala like that? You appreciate, you think he will not appreciate. Oh, Mufsab Rahmatullah used to say that one person is doing big business, you know, containers. I'm talking 1950s, doing big business. For that period, he's doing big containers, it's a big business. So he imported a container of pins, right? Certain type of a pin with a head, see? So he received the container as he opened it, so he didn't have the head. Now if he doesn't have that head, like an office man doesn't have that head, he doesn't have that value. Nobody is prepared to buy the thing. Now what are his options? Now it takes about that time now, it takes about a month to come through, 1-2 months to come through. Right? And now it's landed and he discovers that that thing doesn't have a head. Now if you want to send it across, now all the shipmen, the chargers, all the cumbersome, you know, every the difficulty that's in between. And that person on the other end, whether he's going to accept it, not accept it, other problem, other abda. Now, his habit was, the Jummah, I will show respect. I will not open the shop before Jummah. I will only go to the shop after Jummah. Jummah, itminanti, my zikr, tilawat, everything what I need to do, surah kahf, yasin, all that. But show that additional respect, bath, everything, whether good clothes, attar, right? With all that respect, he will go to the Jummah, complete the Jummah, and then everything is complete, then itminan, then with itminan, then he goes to the shop. Now he's got this thing here. See? So he showed that respect, and how Allah Ta'ala returns that respect. So he's just got that container, and he's getting a little bit worried, perplexed now. Just then one person comes in and he says, aapke paas sui bila sar ke hai. Have you got that type of needle without a head? Yeah, I got stacks of it. Hey, any amount. I got this. Charge your price. Double the price. Because this is a thing that's not normal. Double the price and the whole thing went away. the whole thing, double the price, and the whole consign, whole container, that was sold. See, so Allah Ta'ala appreciates. Really, it's something for us to understand. What's happening today is because we become circular in our thinking. So everything is calculated, circular, circular, circular. So we can't think that there's an Allah Ta'ala that is watching everything. We'll do, Allah Ta'ala will do. We will do and He will do. No, we can only think circular, only figures. I spend like this, and this is what I'll be left with, this is what I will get. That's the only thing you can think. You can't think beyond that. That there's an Allah Ta'ala that's watching. I will do and how Allah Ta'ala will do. You hear of the Sahabi? And he's just made the atta, just made the dough, right? And there comes a beggar. So he takes an entire dough that was meant for the entire home, household, that was the only thing they had to eat. And he gives it away to that beggar. Complete. See, what they give is prime. Not that leftover, a little bit getting rotten now. The bana is getting rotten. In Spingo, they got the temba now, you know. Give you a temba. So I tell those ladies, you know what, what's tembas do us? Tembas do us, your fruit must get rotten, you know. Otherwise, I could never get that his duas. In India, now, they give some gift to a muaddir or something, India, right? when there's a mayat, you know. So, that muazzin, now, what dua is making? Think what the thing about, what dua is making? Wo kya dua karega? Or log mar jaye, bhai, or phisal jaye. ہمارا کاروبار چلے گا نہیں مرتے تو ہمارا کاروبار کس طرح سے چلے گا سو دیٹ پرائم دیٹ گڈ تھنگ دیٹ از گڈ آنریبل ریسپیکٹ فل یو لائک دا تھنگ یو انجوائے دا تھنگ اینڈ ایز یو انجوائنگ اٹ اینڈ یو گیو اٹ ٹو ہیم یو ریئلی انجوائنگ اٹ اینڈ گیو اے گڈ پیس ناٹ اے اسمال دس کریپ ود حدیث سیز ناؤ یو پریپیئر سم ویری گڈ فوڈ ہم اسٹل اپ ٹو ناؤ یو گیٹ سم آف پیپل دا اولڈ پیپل ڈوئنگ دس تھنگ ہیئر But the younger generation calculated, only calculated. You get those old people, they still do the same thing. The hadith also says the same thing. Now, you're preparing pastries, or got a bra on, right? And obviously that aroma, that fragrance is going right through the street. 3-4 homes. Some person can afford, some person can't afford. Your worker, maybe they can't afford, right? Poor people that are around, they can't. But how hurt don't they feel at that time? Hey, the steak, I didn't see it. I don't see this thing yet. And can we be so hard-hearted that we don't give him a piece? Give him a good piece. That worker, person that's around. So he, if that occasion, mashallah, he feels so good about it. Doesn't he feel good? It's an occasion, they'll give me some pieces also. I'll get something good for myself and my wife and children. So they feel, they're making dua for you. Aren't they making dua for you? Okay, this person is so kind, so considerate towards us. You know, I must eat myself. I mustn't share anything. They, to hell with their feelings. They didn't work for this. I worked for it. So this I, you see this I. Allahabak is nowhere. Allahabak didn't give you, no, you worked for it. So then Allahabak will treat you the same way. But he said, all right, I had 2-3 pieces. Let me give 3 pieces this side here, 4 pieces that side. Those people, how comfortable, how happy won't they feel? You are making some pastries, right? Now you got the mama there, you got some worker there, give them something. But I say this much also, but the male mustn't want to give the pastry to the mama, right? You don't become generous towards the mama. Let the woman do it. Whatever generosity has to be done, right? You don't show the generosity, let the wife not do it. Like this usul I got from Tabligh Jamaat, you see. So when someone is going out for 40 days or 4 months, then they say, let's go and see the wife and all the, how they're doing. See? So you don't go and do the ikram then. Let your wife do the ikram. Don't even go near there. You let your wife and your daughters go and do the ikram with his wife. You don't go there. At that time, something can tempt, something can go in your magaj. You may do something wrong. Take advantage. Instead of getting a reward, in the hadith it comes, that person will be called on the day of Qiyamah. This person has gone out, Ghazi. Gone out, and you took advantage. for that Ghazi's call. This person here, your wife was gone. He took advantage in her absence. Now, take him to the cleaners. What's going to be left with you? What's going to be left with you? So, you show the ikram, but now, I suppose this Tablighi Jamaat, they think about all these halat, you know, what's going on, consequences, circumstances, they see all these things here, and they show you, alright, look at this, this module here is like problem-free, so adopt this one here. So, the same will apply in your home, the mama there, whoever else, so you don't do the ikram. Let the woman do the ikram. They'll do it. And you don't tell them in English also, or don't show them in Ishara that you are asking him, because then she will see it that you asked. So there mustn't be that affinity. Let that affinity be between the woman. So you are totally out of it. So there's a knock on the door, and that was the only thing they had, atta. So he picked the whole thing up and he gave it. See that ikram. Ikram with respect. Ikram with a passion. Ikram with beauty. Ikram, but with beauty. So when our hearts were big, money was less, but you could call guests, everybody could fit in. Now to take on jamaat in the house is a problem. One jamaat to entertain them, to extend some hospitality, is a problem. Can't do it. Can't afford it, it's too much. These people are coming in, you don't know how much barakah they're leaving behind. And how much of bala they are taking away. Musibah they are taking away, and they're leaving behind a lot of barakah. Now you don't want your home to be filled with barakah. This applies to men and women. Sometimes the men want to do it, and the women are pulling up their faces, right? And sometimes the women want to do it, and the man says, no, hey, to hell with these people. So, it's a problem. We cannot do so much of work, but at least we extend hospitality, ikram, show them the respect. They will do that work. La yakul malaka ta'amaka illa taqiyun. But righteous people, good people are eating of your food. Doing dini work, and they're eating of your food. So how much good they leave behind? Besides the barakat, many times Allah Ta'ala saves the household of musibat, problems, difficulties, haram, etc. Your children could involved in other things. Allah Ta'ala is removing and warding away those haram. Otherwise you get phones coming from good homes. Make dua for my child. He's hooked on the phone. He's married, got two children, and he's hooked on the phone. And the wife is complaining. You get the father-in-law complaining. See? So you get all this bala and musibat coming up. But that is when we don't spend the wealth in where we're supposed to be spending, then this is a repercussion. Otherwise, you spend as Allah is giving you, honoring these people. Allah Ta'ala takes care. Now this house is protected, is guarded. So anyway, he pura aata ka bartan utha karke de diya, give it away. Now the wife got to know, say, Khuda ke bande, this is the only food that we had. So what you're saying is right, I know, I don't want to dispute with you, right? But my heart did not accept but to give this away. You know, the person came to my door, and for him to go empty-handed or give some scrap, I couldn't give him a scrap. I gave him the prize thing. But what was prized by me, I gave it away. How the wife is still jacking him up, just shouting him still, and there's a knock on the door, and the roti is, you know, the better type, like how you get this tandoori, you know, that type of roti with ghee on the top, and tandoori chicken and whatever, all over in style, in a big, big platter, and there it's presented. So he says to his wife, what's better? This is prepared. Paki pakai agai bhai hamare paas. What you gave and what Allah gave in return. So, what we are talking of, we just drifted off a little bit. We're talking of dhikr, right? And Nabi Sam being the rahmat. So he will show you dhikr. His approach, his way will be dhikr. And away from his way will not be dhikr. You're doing your own thing. What he showed you, the way he showed you, you do it in that way, then that amounts to dhikr. But you drifted from his way, then that is not dhikr, that's something else. You're doing your own thing. So you need to do the dhikr, remember Allah Ta'ala, but how did he show it to you? Like I said, you reading namaz at zawar time. Was it shown by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? In place of four, you reading six rakats. So whichever deed was shown by Nabi Sallam, in which way it was shown, you're doing it in that way, now that amounts to zikr. Right? So Allah Ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to understand this here. So really, He is the saver of this world, because zikr will be confined to what He has shown. So as though He is the saver of the world. Because zikr is the saver, and who will guide you to zikr, correct zikr? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you see, He is the rahmatul lil alameen. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.